People have asked me for years about my family, about why we are so close, about how it happened that we all became involved in politics and interested in the issues of the world. They are naturally curious about life with my sisters and brothers, who all grew up to be well-known, but who, in the beginning, were simply children. Like the people who have asked me these questions, it is interesting for me to reflect on those earlier years and to think about what, if anything, made them beyond the ordinary. For in so many ways, our life seemed unexceptional most of the time. Even though I was there through it all, it is hard for me to fully comprehend that I was growing up with brothers who would eventually occupy the highest offices of our nation, including President of the United States. At the time, they were simply my playmates. They were the source of my amusement and the objects of my admiration. Just as in any family, we had our happy days and our moody ones. We teased one another mercilessly. We argued over who deserved the last piece of cake. We planned exploits into forbidden territory, climbing too high in trees or onto the garage roof. And we laughed. I can say without reservation that I do not remember a day in our childhood without laughter. Certainly a distinct characteristic of our family was its size. Growing up in a big family of 9 children is a less common experience today than it was in those days, and it certainly left its mark on each of us. A large family can be a challenge, particularly for parents whose attentions are inevitably divided and whose patience must be stretched very thin at times. But any challenge of a big family is eclipsed by the tremendous fun. A child in a big family constantly feels surrounded and supported. For me, there was always someone to play with or someone to talk to just around the corner, out on the porch or in the next bedroom. I never felt alone. Our childhood played out during a different time in America, when children found their amusement conspiring in closets, playing ball in the front yard, or lost in the pages of an adventure novel. This was the heyday of radio. Televisions, computers, and video games had not been invented yet. And it was beyond our imagination that anything like that would ever exist. We did not automatically learn what was going on in the next town, state, or country by turning on a screen. Instead, we waited for the newspaper to arrive on the porch each morning. Telephones were firmly attached to the wall by a thick black cord, and they were treated with respect. Time on the telephone equaled money. When it rang, you usually knew it was signaling exciting news, or, hopefully not, a serious emergency. Either way, you never talked on the telephone for very long. To get around town or to school, we walked or jumped on our bicycles. For longer trips, we rode in cars. And for even longer trips, we boarded great locomotive trains or vast steamerships. Air travel was almost unheard of and an enormous luxury. And no matter how we got where we were going, we always dressed up. Gloves and hats and jackets were typical attire, not just our Sunday best. In the early decades of the 20th century, when my brothers and sisters and I were born, the United States was still taking its shape as a nation. It was not yet the global powerhouse it would soon become. We grew up in those disquieting years between World Wars I and II, when America was in constant motion, an ambitious young nation wresting its way out of the Depression. We were aware that trouble was swelling overseas, although for us little ones in the family, it was more an abstract concept than a reality. Central to our lives and to the people we would become were our parents, Rose and Joe Kennedy. They influenced the nine of us so profoundly, yet so subtly, that I hardly understood the impact myself until I looked back decades later through mature eyes. Mother and Dad both descended from Irish immigrants, a fact that profoundly affected their outlook on life and the choices they made for their family. They were very conscious of the tremendous oppression their ancestors had overcome, and were extremely grateful to be Americans.